This is WBUR's All Things Considered. In Boston, I'm Dolores Handy. The fallout will likely continue from the scathing report on patronage and fraud in the Massachusetts Probation Department. While the report focused on hiring practices that favored the politically well-connected, how was public safety affected? Joining us on the line to talk about this is Lynn Engel with the Crime and Justice Institute. It's a Boston-based group that works on corrections policy issues around the nation. Lynn, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, the Independent Investigators Report on the State Probation Department highlights several issues regarding how probation workers were often hired based on their political connections and not their qualifications. How might this have affected public safety?
Largely, it would depend on the qualifications of the person. Somebody who's connected and has good qualifications to be an effective probation officer, that would be an appropriate hire. But an unqualified person who happened to have a connection but was hired over somebody who was qualified, that could affect public safety.
Is there a particular case that suggested public safety was compromised because of the way the probation department was run?
Not that I know of. We don't know enough about the practices to comment on that.
Are you surprised that the report did not discuss public safety, the impact of this systemic abuse and corruption on public safety?
I guess I'm not surprised because of its focus. It was largely focused on the hiring practices and the connections between probation, the commissioner, and then other people who benefited from those connections. But I do hope that there's a follow-up assessment of public safety going forward.
There was one particular probation officer hired that people would question. He was the son of a former state rep, Biff McLean. That kind of person hired with the record, with problems, how effective do you think someone like that could have been?
It's hard to know. Somebody that was in trouble with the law 10 years earlier may have turned their life around and gotten the assistance and treatment needed. What concerns me is that the person who reviewed this person concluded that he was not qualified.
What about the probationers involved? How do we know that they were being fairly treated on the system?
We don't know. Largely that's where what we've been trying to understand about probation for a number of years. We know what happens around most states in the country because they publish that information, and that's readily available. We have not been able to get that information in Massachusetts, at least not up until recently when the acting commissioner took over.
You say very readily, yes, that other states are more transparent. Can you tell me more about how?
Well, Connecticut is an example. It collects information. It collects data regularly. A number of probationers, the levels of supervision, the types of treatment they have, how they act on supervision, whether they violate conditions of supervision. And then decisions are made based on this information, decisions as to whether we supervise more closely, whether they should be brought back to court because the behavior is indicative of more severe criminal actions.
And the kinds of questions you address when you look at recidivism and how you service probationers, doesn't that directly affect the impact on public safety?
It does. Recidivism is a return to either criminal behavior or violative behavior that indicates a possible public safety risk.
Governor Patrick was quick to say yesterday that he has been trying to make changes, that he's vetoed funds. He's tried to have an impact on the probation department, but his actions have been overridden by the state legislature. And he suggested that the probation department be moved from under the control of the judicial branch to the executive branch. Has that been effective in other states? Who should have control to prevent these things from happening?
The structural issue, where probation should be located, in our view, that's not the key question. To us, the important question is, how is this going to function? How is the probation supervision going to function?
What happens from here? How should public safety be addressed?
At the top of the list, it has to have good leadership. You need quality leaders who understand the role of that particular agency in public safety.
Lynn Engel, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lynn Engel is with the Crime and Justice Institute in Boston.